We are learning the Tshuvot of Rav Avadia Yosef, so we'll be showing the Chavadat, Chelek Vav, tonight, Siman Chav Dalid. Question of whether or not you can use baby diapers on Shabbat. Not on yourself, but on the baby. What's the issue? What would be a problem using a diaper on Shabbat? Just collecting. What's the issue? The issue is, so this is relevant for older adults also, the issue is the how it's taped down. Remember back in the day, long time ago, those of you who haven't changed diapers recently don't know, but diapers have upgraded in the last, 30 years or so significantly. Back in the day, it was tape. You had the diaper, it came, folded it, you opened it up, they had this, it was like a sticky thing, right, like a sticker. You opened it, you put the diaper on, you stuck it on, and then you opened it. Now it's Velcro. Now it's like a Velcro thing. They don't use the tape anymore. They use Velcro. Not a safety pin holding it. No, we've advanced somewhat in the last 100 years or so, but now they're Velcro. But the question here was about the tape ones. We can debate later what's the status of Velcro on Shabbat or not. Now they're mostly Velcro, but it used to be tape. I remember there was tape for my siblings. It's not like a Velcro from the shoe. It's like a very gentle Velcro and holds it much better. Anyway, it used to be tape. So the question is, okay, so what? The problem is the Rambam writes like this. The Rambam writes, "Amid the bik niarut or orot b'Shabbat, if you stick, you glue two pieces of paper, two pieces of leather together on Shabbat, the kolan shel sofrim with glue, arayz et toldat melechet tofer." Tofer means sewing. The tolada of the 39 avot melachot, 39 categories, each of, they're called avot melachot, miklal deika toladot. They're called avot because they're children, meaning they're categories and subcategories. The category is tofer, sewing. The subcategory is anytime you attach things tight together, that's tofer. So if you attach, you glue two pieces of paper together, that's the toladav tofer. It's medabek, it's the toladav tofer. V'chen ha'mefarek ni'arot zivukim. The opposite also, if you separate them, o'orot zivukim b'Shabbat, v'lo nitkaven l'kalgi, you're not destroying it, you're opening it because you want to separate it. Because remember, if you do something destructively, so that's not going to be a melacha. Harei ze toldat melacha korea. Tofer and korea, they're opposites. Tofer is you stick two things together. Korea is you separate them. Medabek, gluing, is the problem of tofer. So toladav tofer. So to here, when you put the diaper on, you open it, and then you attach it to the diaper. Now, that should be a problem of tofer b'Shabbat, and wouldn't be, and shouldn't be allowed. Now, we know they are, because... The Velcro is a separate issue. Let's deal with Velcro later. Maybe, meaning... What's tofer? These are sticky. It used to be a sticker, right? If you remember, right? It used to be a sticker. It used to stick. I don't know how old you're... I'm saying my kids all had Velcro. I remember my siblings had stickers that I remember. I don't remember my own. I remember the siblings had stickers back in the day in the box. I used to keep the boxes to keep my toys. Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. But now the Velcro. The question is, why is sticking things together so fair? Because it holds it tight. Is Velcro tight? Not tight. So you could imagine that there's going to be a machloket by Velcro. We're going to allow the diapers, too, so we're certainly going to allow Velcro. What? So what? That's kosher, tofer. Kosher, so Asher is referring to kosher. Kosher is going to have tying. He's referring to, well, maybe untying in a loose knot is different, but this is not kosher, this is tofer. I just wanted to explain. Yes?
Why wouldn't using a zipper be tofer?
Why wouldn't using a zipper be tofer? So, a zipper is not the adhesive, meaning there's a difference between holding, a zipper is just two things that happen to match in, and they're attached. It's not like two things adhesed together. More permanent, right? It's a stronger, you tell me it's a stronger attachment. In theory, at least it would be a tolada, maybe. I mean, we're going to allow the diaper, so we're certainly going to allow the zipper. Voila. A Ziploc bag. Meaning the question is, at some point, you have to tell, we know glue. Things that are stuck together, it's stuck. So that's an issue. They're stuck. You can't open it easily. I would tell you a Ziploc, so the issue is going to come, a Ziploc bag is not stuck. It just happens to be that it's being held tightly. A zipper, here. So that's the issue. Is it permanent or not? So the Magen Avraham writes that his case was as follows. Let's say you have a new sefer. You have a new sefer to read on Shabbat. Sometimes you get a new sefer and the pages are a little bit stuck together. Right? You have to, like, do one of these to, like, you know, brush all the pages open. So it has a nice, makes a nice sound when you do that with a new sefer, right? So what's the issue there? The pages aren't really stuck because there's writing on each page. It's the edges of the pages that are glued together. They're stuck together. So maybe that's Korea. They were stuck together. Now you opened it. So he says, no. Mutar la frida dapim. Why? Mipnei shelo nasa davar al minat liitkayim. They were never glued together to stay that way. It's a book. It's made to open. It wasn't meant to stay that way. It was meant only to be, it was meant to be temporary. That's not called tofer. Hold on, that might be a separate issue of Makeba Patish. Maybe, but that might be Makeba Patish. But one second. So, Makeba Avraham says you could open up the sefer. Now, there's a separate discussion. What if there's writing on the side of the sefer? Meaning, what if there are words here on the side of the sefer? Can you open it? Because now, not only are Korea, but you're destroying it. Maybe you're Mochek also. The greatest sefer I ever saw was a sefer on this topic. And it said the name of the sefer on the edge, because he held it was okay. So that was very clever. I think he, on one side it had the name of the sefer, on the other side Mutar Liftoch B'Shabbat. Very clever. But here, based on this Magen Avraham, can you open, it says it's temporary, it's acceptable. Where else was this, so you see that Tofer, that's temporary, is acceptable. So also when you diaper the diaper clothes, you don't mean it to stay there forever. Maybe it's going to dirty the diaper soon. It's temporary. Tell the next time you have to open it. Hopefully more than a couple of minutes. But it's temporary. You're only sticking it on temporary. Whoa, you're changing topics on me.
No.
Yen?
Why?
It's not Tofer, it's not Korea. No. You want a Mochek with the thing. Yeah, Mochek. That was my fault. I went off topic first. I apologize. Mutar. Yeah. Oh, so I haven't finished the diaper. We didn't finish the diaper. Now we're just putting on the diaper. We haven't taken off the diaper yet. Hold on. Fine. There's another proof that they had. They never had diapers, but you know what they did have? If you think about it, they never had Shabbat. I mean, how do you keep the chamin hot? You have to remember, not everybody even had an oven. There may have been an oven on the street. The Ramban writes that he lived in Narbonne, maybe? Ramban. I forget where he lived. But you can visit it, and it says, this is the house of the Ramban. Anyway, he writes down the block was the bakery. He used to take the matzot from his house and the blocks to bake them. They had the oven was down the block. But the oven down the block is accessible to everybody. So what they used to do, and it's not only a Jewish city, you have lots of people, so what they used to do was put the chamin inside and seal it. They used to seal the door of the oven, so like, you could tell if somebody came in. You signed it, you could tell that nobody went in. Okay, good. So they would stick whatever on the door of the oven on Friday, put the chamin in, and then on Shabbat morning, can you open up those tape? Right? It's not tape, but it was whatever they had in time. So that's the machloket. Is that okay or not? So there are many poskim who write that that's acceptable. It's also hazbaka, tofer, only lizman, and therefore it is going to be allowed. I'm going to skip. There's a whole discussion here. There are a handful of poskim who are like, what? Well, it's all not allowed. And then people are like, what are you talking about? It's clearly the Magen Avraham. There are tons of rishonim who say in achronim, it's tofer lizman. All these things are temporary, and therefore there it's okay. When you put the belt, when you put the diaper on, when you put the stickers on the diaper, it's temporary. It's only till the next time you have to change it, and that's acceptable. Two issues to be aware of. Rav Shlomo Orbach, originally, he was unlenient, but originally he said, whoa! Forget, we were talking about when you open, you want to put the diaper on, then you have to stick it onto the baby. When you open it up, remember, fresh diaper. So the sticker was on like this glossy material, right? So that you peel it off, yeah? Like I said, who said you could do that? Rav Shlomo Orbach, that's Korea! You know why? You want to tell me hadbaka lizman? That's okay when you close it on the diaper, that's temporary. Yeah, when did they manufacture that diaper and stuck it like that? Months ago. You have no idea. That's lizman. That's lizman. That's considered to be lizman. They made it stay like that until such time that you will need it. That's a long time. That's hadbaka lizman. So he says, I agree that if it once it's open, you could put it on the, you can close the diaper, that's okay, but you're not allowed to remove the sticker from the tab. That's not allowed. That's hadbaka lizman. And Rav Avadya says, no! That's lizman. You know why? It was only until the time that you needed to open it. Meaning, what... Correct. So, no, but it's made to be opened. It's not made to stick. It's made to be opened. It's not like... No. When you start it... No, it's not like kalkil. You don't want it to be kalkil. You're opening it. You want the diaper to stay closed.
No, but when you...
No. So we haven't gotten there. Fresh diaper, his problem was. His problem was with the fresh diaper... Well, I haven't changed it yet. We're going to change it in a minute. Not yet. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's problem was when you open it initially, when it's still clean. That's, he said, hadbaka lizman, so it's korea. He was okay with closing it, but not opening it. Rav Avadya says, no, that's zman. It's temporary. We'll end in a moment. So what about when you, after the baby pooped, fine, now you got to change it. So he says, you got to be careful that you don't rip the whole thing. You got to take it off gently so you don't rip it. Because that might be a problem of korea. It's stuck together, now you're ripping it apart. So he says you should try to be careful, but if you ripped it, it's not a problem because the whole thing you didn't mean to and you don't want to, and it's a derech kilkul, and that would be acceptable also. What gets very exciting is in halacha, it's not in this tshuva, okay, you did the diaper, you changed it, clean diaper, okay, now you have a dirty diaper. What do you do? So every normal person, I don't know, why, you close it, you don't want to open, you close it again, and now you throw it in the garbage. Maybe that's hadbaka, not lizman. Now, when you put it on the baby, that was lizman. Till he makes, till it goes again. Right. So now, yeah, okay. But now you closed it, and it's permanent. Now it's permanent. That should be a problem. So that there are those who are machmir on this point, that on Shabbat they don't reclose the diaper. Rishlomo Zalman Auerbach, he doesn't address this in this point. Rishlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted in the third chelik of Shmirat Shabbat Hilchot. I used to come out in three chelikim. Now they have it in one. But in the third chelik, Rav Neuwirth asked him, and apparently Rishlomo Zalman Auerbach was lenient on this for the following reason. He says, how long do you want it to stay closed? Well, I want it to stay closed from the time I change the baby over here till I get it into the trash. What happens after it's in the trash can, I could care less. I just need it to stay closed from the baby to the garbage. What happens later, I don't care. He says, that's zman. That's hadbaka lizman also. The fact that you're not going to undo it doesn't matter. All you care about, this is a very important, because this is going to be relevant for other things in life, all that you care about is it's going to be for a little bit of time, for a short time, and then you're throwing it out. You must don't care. You're throwing it out. That's also hadbaka lizman. Remember, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was the one who was machmir at the beginning. The fact that he's lenient on this point means that there's a lot of room to be lenient. It's not in this tshuva v'chavadat, but we assume that that's acceptable. So effectively, you can use the diaper regularly, open it, close it, even afterwards you can close it. Now we have Velcro, so it's even more lenient. But this last principle of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is very important, that I only have in mind that it should be for a certain amount of time, and that counts because I'm throwing it out. And I meaning it's not just, I'm pretending. I'm demonstrating, I don't care because I throw it in the trash. That's going to be acceptable.